The Republican incumbent recently said that Burke's campaign strategy seems to be to belittle the 100,000 jobs gained in Wisconsin since Scott Walker took office in 2011. Walker calls the job gains an economic comeback. Speaking with reporters in Milwaukee, Burke was asked about Walker's use of the term belittle.
It's easy to belittle it because we're not making enough progress. You know, we are dead last in the Midwest. And what we know is that the U.S. as a whole lost 8.7 million jobs in the Great Recession. So Wisconsin was not alone. But what we do know is the U.S. as a whole has actually gained back 8.7 million jobs. But here in Wisconsin, we are lagging.
Burke says federal jobs numbers released this week show this year's job growth in Wisconsin may wind up being worse than last year, which was worse than the previous 2 years. State Republican Party Executive Director Joe Fadness objects to Burke's use of the word belittle.
In fact, under Scott Walker, Wisconsin is moving forward. Over the past few years, we've seen over 100,000 new jobs, 23,000 new businesses created, and the lowest unemployment rate since 2008. In stark contrast, every year that Mary Burke worked for Jim Doyle, the state's job growth here in Wisconsin was lower than any year under Walker.
Mary Burke says it seems like the governor wishes he was running against Jim Doyle. Burke says she's a very different person with a background as a business executive. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.